I spent quite a bit of time investigating this question and came to the conclusion that almost everything in the Octomer core should be left as is. Here are five pictures illustrating the sorts of reasons why I cannot dismiss the many alpha helices that comprise the core of the currently accepted histone octamer model. We've reviewed most of this previously. In short, everywhere you look in this octamer, wherever subunits are contiguous, you see very non-random appearances of bulky hydrophobic residues, giving rise to so-called hydrophobic bonds, and, present also but to a lesser extent, a number of ionic bonds, all of which things work collectively to cement the structure together as an octamer of the shape to which we have become accustomed. Several examples are shown here. In the upper left, we see the hydrophobic bonds between the C-terminal ends of H3A and H3E, considered to be critical to the very existence of the octamer structure itself. Next, over to the right, we see the same sort of picture at all four of the beta bridges of the same structure. To the right of that is the strongly hydrophobic alley between helix 0 of H3 chain A and the adjacent C-terminus of H2A chain G. In the second row, to the left, are the hydrophobic bonds between the C-termini of H4 and H2B. And last but not least, in the lower right-hand corner, we see a hypothetical tetramer consisting of a pair of H2A-H2B subunits, described in part one of this slide series, which, although hypothetical, nevertheless perfectly well illustrates the total picture of hydrophobic and ionic bonding between the subunits of any of the histone tetramers. Should we regard all this as mere coincidence? I think not. There's simply too much order, too much symmetry, and too many fortuitously positioned hydrophobic bonds and salt bridges to dismiss it all as mere coincidence. Therefore, I conclude that all the alpha helices of the octamer core crystal structure should be respected, and that the modeling of DNA-binding beta strands should be limited to the currently unordered N-termini of the eight histone subunits.